And somebody who's black is called?
Well, of course now, you know, there's so many words. When I was growing up, I think we called black people colored. Mm-hmm. Now, I think I want to say African American. Mm-hmm. That seems to be the politically correct term. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or black.
Mm-hmm. And a person, usually these, well, there's a lot of these people in Utah of this religion. What is it?
The Mormons, mm-hmm. Latter-day Saints.
Mm-hmm. And white people are called?
Caucasian.
Okay. How about country people? Names for country people, what would you call them? Person from the country.
Uh-huh. Rural people.
What about redneck?
Yeah, we don't use that too much in El Paso. I think they use it more in the South. Mm-hmm. It now to me, a people from the country, I mean a redneck is a different category from a person who is from the country. A redneck is kind of, usually you think of them as a little bit prejudiced, mm-hmm. kind of racist, maybe ignorant. Whereas a farmer or a farming family or a rural people wouldn't necessarily, in my connotation, my opinion, be either ignorant or prejudiced or racist, mm-hmm. They would be from the country.
And that's so interesting because in the South, like in Georgia, redneck doesn't have such a
bad connotation.
A bad connotation.
Really? Is that a fact?
Yeah, people are proud to be rednecks. Or,
really?
Or they joke about it, you know. You know that guy who says, you know, you might be a redneck if, you
uh-huh.
know, they make jokes about it.
Yeah.
And they're proud of being, and they call themselves country sometimes.
Really? Well, country,
country
like
yeah.
music. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, mm-hmm. I don't know. I wonder if other El Pasoans share my connotation of redneck.
A lot of them do.
Do they?
In fact,
I'm really
impressed by that. That
uh-huh.
There is that idea that redneck means somebody who thinks differently than we do.
Well, yes, and I have the idea, as I say, of being like a racist.
Mm-hmm. That must just be because we are so cut off from the rest of the
possible.
South. That we don't have the same
Yeah, we're
meaning.
More Western.
Yeah.
We're more Western, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, a name for people who don't have enough money to live, what would you call them?
Well, indigent, homeless.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or people who barely have enough money to live?
Well, they living at the poverty level or something like that. Or they are poor.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, poor people.
Uh-huh. A person who works on a ranch is good.
Well, he could be a cowboy or a ranch hand
mm-hmm.
or
is
a rancher.
Is there a difference between a cowboy and a ranch hand?
I think so. I think a cowboy is perhaps more specialized. He would be able to drive the cattle. You know, he'd be good on a horse and good cutting the cattle and driving the cattle, whereas the ranch hand would be someone who doesn't have that particular specialty. He'd just
mm-hmm.
be a worker,
mm-hmm.
Maybe almost a unskilled worker.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, a person who digs in the ground for gold or coal would be a...
miner.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the mother of Jesus is...
well, Mary.
And the name of the woman in the Bible who was very old when she had a child is?
I don't know.
How about, it's the same as a line of frozen cakes.
Sarah?
Yeah.
Is that
That's
right?
It. Yep.
She was old.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep, she was too old to have children and she had a child.
My education has been sadly neglected.
That's pretty obscure, believe me.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?